This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how creating experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Trellant's annual conference here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we have the fine gentleman from Maps Credit Union here. Flew all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast, about as far as you can get.
In the United States.
It was a long day.
Because I came from San Diego, and it was a long day flight. Yeah, so you guys probably add another couple of hours to that. But anyway, we'll leave all the travel stuff to the Travel Channel. Let's talk about a little bit of technology and data analytics. Let's do some introductions, though. First, right next to me, we have Brenton Paulson from Maps Credit Union. How are you, Brenton?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Glad enjoying the networking.
Yeah.
Nice time at the beach here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten out there yet, but I'll take your word for it.
You should.
I'll take your word for it. How about that? And then right next to Brenton is Mr. David Deckelman, also of Maps Credit Union, but more particularly president or CEO of Live Survey, which is a QSO of Maps, right? David, how are you? I got it right, did I?
You got it right. That's awesome.
A lot of moving pieces here.
I am excellent. I haven't been to the beach. You've been to the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Can't you tell us a tire?
Yeah, I know.
Right out of the ocean.
But it is beautiful here in Florida. But it's also, we're having a heat wave back home, so it was beautiful.
Oh, you're having a heat wave back home, but you're coming to Florida.
For another heat wave.
Yeah. All right, well, keep it consistent. All right. All right, guys. Hey, obviously, we're all here at the Trellant's annual conference learning about data, learning about the cloud, talent. But you guys are more in the data side of things, especially with Live Survey. So, David, I'll let you start out with Live Survey and what this does, and then we'll tie it together how Trellant's helps you guys out in this area. So,
certainly.
David, the stage is yours.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Live Survey is a QSO of Maps Credit Union in Salem. And like a lot of the products we in our QSO, a lot of times it comes out of, we built them out of necessity, where we can't find a solution in the marketplace that fits our need. Mm-hmm. And in the case of serving our members, we couldn't find something that was real actionable, like transaction driven, specific about how this member experience was going. Mm-hmm. So our development team at Maps built Live Survey, the original version, and we use that information to overlay on some of the data that the analytics that Brenton and his team does at the credit union.
Okay.
But now Live Survey, we do, in addition to serving Maps with it, we help other credit unions as well.
Oh, wow.
And it's
hence
just so,
the QSO part, yeah.
That's the QSO part. Okay. And it's just so important to overlay member sentiment on top of the analytics that you're doing at the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brenton has done some amazing work at Maps, and there's some pitfalls in doing this, and this is why you want to take surveying and analytics together. Do you want to maybe explain that a little bit further?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I got really started in this role, I noticed all the data we were getting from member feedback, and really what I found is it was a challenge for Maps, and I think it is for multiple institutions, to take this feedback information and really figure out, how do you turn that into what to do, into a plan to actually improve experience and to see if it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really passionate about the combination of feedback and analytics to help drive a better member experience.
Okay.
And I think one particular instance lately that I feel like this was working really well for us is we wanted to improve the way that people are interacting with their digital platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dive into these comments, you know, we were hearing about people who had a good experience. They said, this is perfect, it's fine, don't change a thing. But there's another group, a chorus of, you know, this is kind of basic and it doesn't really change enough. And, you know, we were trying to figure out, well, how do we handle this? One group almost is big enough not to make any changes because they don't want, you know, it is working just fine for them. But when we used the analytics data that we could get from our Trellant's data warehouse platform, we could find that really the thing that explained the difference between those groups most was that it was our younger members that seemed to carry different expectations about the digital banking platform. Maybe they were comparing it to other experiences that had maybe some features that we didn't. So the way that we started addressing this is the digital experience team made an opt-in option for our members to get the beta version of the MAPS mobile banking app. And so those people will actually get some of the new things we're working on. We lately released some new card controls that members can have more control of, see their card details, how their transactions are appearing.
I like that stuff from a consumer standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pardon my, I digress a little bit.
No,
I love that.
No,
and it's absolutely essential, but what we do with that group is we take the people that told us, yes, we're okay with getting the new things early, it might change a little bit, and we actually take the groups that use that new feature and then send them a survey to say, hey, help us build and direct this.
Now we're talking.
And with that, before anyone else can see it, we're working with this group of highly engaged members to help preview how this is going to work before we roll it out to the rest of the
membership. It's like you have your own focus group. Oh my God.
We use the platform.
Cool.
Focus groups all the time.
Oh my gosh.
A/B testing.
Yeah. See, I would be in that group. I would love to, like, hey, anything you're betaing, anything you want to pilot, send it my way. Yeah. I'd love to try it
out
for sure.
We see this in other applications, like the toggle to say, hey, I want the new version of this. And I'm one of the first people that really want to play with this and try it out too.
It's fun.
And so we found that, there are people that are really engaged with us, want to help drive our product's roadmap. And so giving them that option to say, hey, I want to opt in. And then the connectedness we have with the data warehouse and then live survey really gives us one whole platform to help direct where we invest in improving digital
See, experience. That's what the data gives you, right?
Right.
You're kind of like a private investigator.
Yeah.
And you find out this stuff and it gives you the answers to the puzzle. You know?
Yeah, that's
right. It's really kind of fun to go through
CSI
this.
With the feedback.
Well, we're trying to really get in the head of the member, right?
Right.
You want to know how they really feel about you, and sometimes you get misdirected. You can see what the member does through analytics or the products they use, but you don't actually know how they really feel in their heart about either the product or the credit union as a whole. So this is where marrying the two
sides. Is that what you're talking about, the data and the sentiment?
Yes.
Okay.
So I collect all the sentiment. I know how you feel. You'll tell me, I hope.
Yeah, you want
and
that.
Then he has all the data.
Okay.
And so that's where the
two. So you put
all
the two together. Oh my gosh. So where does Trellence come in all of this?
Yeah.
Where does that part of the puzzle?
Yeah, so MAPS use the Trellence data warehouse to solve a problem of our data was all over the place, siloed. We aggregate all of that information from our core system, LOS, mortgage information, online banking. Then also importantly to us, it's the live survey information that we get.
Bring it all together.
And so then, once we have that all in one platform, we can explain, say, our net promoter score result by, let's break it down by the branches they use, the products they use, what kind of categories of services they're using with us, and that's how we identified that there was an opportunity for us to improve with young members that primarily interacted with us digitally checking products, and that's how we got to this improvement that we wanted to make.
Gotcha. And you never would have known that without going through the data and checking it out, for sure. That's so cool.
Yep.
So cool. When are you guys going on a road show as well? So you guys need to take this around the country.
You know, we do.
Such a good message.
We have done a few webinars. We were at some other conferences. Yeah.
There's
a
fantastic message here, for sure.
Or talked about what we're doing at MAPS.
Yeah. Absolutely. We love to share how we're using analytics to make our members' lives easier, and just love to share that methodology.
Well, and making your lives easier as well, right?
Yeah,
at the same
time. Yeah. Yes.
Because again, that makes
ultimately making the members' lives better.
Right, and that's the only thing. But it allows you guys to make better decisions on products and services and all that other stuff that goes along with it. Oh my gosh, guys, well done. Anything else to add on this one? I mean, I know we could probably talk another half hour on this for sure, but I know you guys got to get into some sessions and stuff. You got to get to the beach, so I know that.
Brendan's got to get back out there,
I guess I would just add that A way that MAPS has found it helpful to use feedback data that credit unions might already have is take the results that you're getting and then not just look at the exact scores that you have, and don't use that as an exercise to try to compare what your net promoter is to someone else. Is there so many different ways that you can sample the members mm-hmm. that are involved in this, but look at it as an opportunity to improve
yourself. Yeah. Keep your finger on the pulse of the member. Yeah. Just we do, and we recommend all of our credit unions do a Net Promoter Score drip campaign. Net Promoter is that common question that we've all had: how likely are you to recommend to family or friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
We recommend just keeping that. Run a drip campaign at your credit union. Do a few hundred members a week, just constantly.
We
establish then your credit union Net Promoter Score.
Okay.
You know where you sit all the time. And as you do that, you generate a huge pool of Net Promoter Scores in your credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can associate your Net Promoter Score with, Mike, what your products and services you use and how you feel about the credit union.
That's a great idea to kind of cycle that, you know every 100 members, every quarter, every week,
another couple hundred members.
Gotcha. Oh,
we just
God.
Send them the single questions.
So it's never ending.
Never ending.
So you always have up-to-date information across a wide array of different kinds of members, different products.
Mm-hmm.
To, as we were saying earlier, you know, solve the feedback mystery of what's going on with this. Well, you know, you've surveyed that entire base. You should have a pretty good sample of what could be going on.
Wow.
We've also had situations where we analyze all the comments that members give us in the comment boxes.
Yeah.
And it is funny nuance in comments, and sometimes members, it seems like they're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
What were the examples on some of the digital bankings? Ease
it's
of
like
view?
The difference between like simple and basic. You know?
Yeah, we broke it out by age. And we were like, whoa, they're not saying, we thought maybe basic was good or simple was good.
Yeah,
but depending on the age of the member, it turned out that the younger members were saying things like basic, meaning too basic.
That's bad,
And the fact that it never changes, you know, you're not updating things. We're like, oh, this whole group doesn't really care.
Yeah.
And at the conference, we've been talking a lot about AI, and this is a use case where we found it helpful to use AI systems to actually summarize what the comments are saying. And so you could have the difference between members talking about the convenience of your branch locations or employees or services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to visualize the actual trend of our comments about this particular thing getting better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
But then these AI tools can help actually aggregate all of the comments about the same topics and measure their sentiment over time.
Well, and can you guys go through all the comments as human beings rather than having AI do it for you kind of automatically and kind of deciphering what they're saying?
You know,
is that a possible, is that something, or am I off base?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think it's helpful to engage and read all of them, but I think the trouble sometimes is the most popular question people are asked is, what are the comments saying?
Yeah.
And like, as a person, how do I come up with like a good description of, you know, the last 1,000 things that everyone is
saying? Can't summarize that.
And so we used to have somebody that would actually go through, and we called it bucketizing them, of actually like, there was a spreadsheet, and it was like, it was a good thing said about employees and a bad thing said about rates. It would like go and tally down all of the comments.
Oh my gosh.
And this is where we found AI to be as successful as that approach.
Yeah,
it saves us some time.
A little bit.
It really helps.
A little bit, yeah.
It really helps. But the comments over time, though, are so valuable to us. Our wait time comment, is it getting better or worse over time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Brenton and his team come in and really look at that and go, okay, are we wait time comments of we're getting worse, over the last 6 months? What is going on? Are we have a branch operational problem or not? Or they're getting better and look at, you know, what's going on. But that's where it all works together.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, again, you get to be perpetual detectives.
Yeah.
So
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it
so
is
much
so fun.
Fun. Yeah, no doubt. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get going.
Good.
Thank you so much, Brenton.
Thank you, Mike.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Enjoy the beach. Great
thank
to meet you.
Thank
Go
you.
Hang out with Brenton on the beach.
Right.
It's really nice out there.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.